So there weren't that many. There weren't that many kids. As I mentioned, as I said, there was only, I think, seven or eight kids in the grade six in the graduating class.
And were a lot of them from farms, though?
They were from that area. There weren't that many farms down in that area. I think quite. I'm kind of wondering if my dad was, other than there were some established farms on Marine Drive already. Mm-hmm. His might have been the only farm down there.
Actual producing farm.
As I was growing up, there were a couple other. There was one right on Marine and Burn. The family name was Slot, I think. They were in the nursery business. And then the Phillips was just on Burn Road, just up from there. He had a dairy farm. Mm-hmm. I remember cows on the road, big black and white. Mm-hmm. So the Norm, I think his name was, the Phillips family had a dairy farm on Burn Road on the east side. Just where's the, there's a railroad track that goes around that would have cut in right around there. And so they would have been up just in this area here.
And you mentioned that there weren't too many people of Chinese background in that area either.
No, I was, as I said, I was the, when I started in grade one, I was the only Chinese kid in the whole school. The whole school was, and then 2 years later, my brothers, and so we doubled the visible minority at that time. And then, then shortly thereafter, there were a lot more Chinese kids and other, you know, East Asian and other ethnics that had come in.
Did that ever cause problems, you think? Did you ever sense it?
I think as I only remembered it in say the first couple of years, because you know if you stick out like a sore thumb, you're going to get picked on. Being the only Asian kid, I never got to the point where I felt, you know, uncomfortable. I mean, you know, kids call other kids names. That's just nowadays they call it abuse, but back then it was just part of growing up. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the teachers were at all comfortable if they or whether they held stereotypes or anything?
I found all my elementary school teachers, you know, extremely tolerance, not the right word, but you know, they never made a point of singling me out for anything. I remember I had one teacher for 2 years, grades 4 and 5, Miss Risk. And she was great, you know. She was tough, but you know, I learned a lot from her. And no matter how I coached her, she always spelled my name Yippe for some reason. Oh, she thought I was awesome. French, I guess. I don't know why, but she was a really nice lady. And all my elementary school teachers were great. I never had any problems with them, and. As far as the kids themselves, as I said, the first couple of years, as I recall, there might have been some teasing. That's all I put it down to. It wasn't, you know, it didn't cause me any grief or anything like that. I did well in school, so, as I recall, you know, I was a pretty good, very good student all the way through, and I enjoyed my teachers. Had a good experience there. I can't say I excelled at sports all that much, but I did participate in all the in school activity times and things like that. I did well in soccer and football. Not so much at baseball. As I recall, but soccer was the one sport I did well. I liked playing goal. Mm-hmm. I was a pretty good goalie.
So you did have a field to play in?
Was
it a dirt lot?
Yeah, they had a grass field.
Okay.
Big, large grass field. Other memories, and this is a weird one, but I'll say it anyway. I remember, and this is my graduating year, grade six, and I was sitting there. We were writing a test, and everybody's head down and concentrating. And I heard this weird hum, like the janitor had come and was waxing the floor. You know, like he had this wax machine. You know, sort of a high pitched hum. And I looked out in the hall. There's nobody out there. And I looked out from where we were, the Kingsway up the south slope up on the Kingsway Rise. When you looked up there, I saw this shiny cigar shape. This is my UFO story. I saw this shiny sort of elongated oval shape thing that seemed to be emitting this hum. And I saw it sort of cruise along the top there, above in the sky, just above the Kingsway Rise, from where we were. And it went along, and all of a sudden it just shot up and disappeared, and the hum went away. And I looked around, and my friends were, and I said, "Did you hear that?" And nobody heard it. Nobody saw it. I was the only one. And I swear by it till this day.
Well, if it's not identified, it seems to be flying. It's a UFO.
Yeah, I mean, aircraft at that time. This would have been mid '60s, and they didn't do those kinds of things, you know. And they, you know, certainly things that, you know, that would just hover and all of a sudden just take off. So anyway, that's my UFO story.
There you go. Had to be told. Had to be put into the record.
That's right.
So in general, was your Chinese heritage, though, important for your family, at least, within that context?
Well, you know, funny you should mention that, because my dad was born in Canada as well. So any heritage, and his dad, but my grandfather, passed away in 1924 when he was only two or three. So...
So there are a couple of generations already.
Yeah, already. Well, you see, interesting, because of the Exclusion Act, my grandfather should have been my great grandfather in that sense, because he came over around the late 1870s. Because I show him in some he's got a couple of mine claims with his name on it, and one in 1880 and 1881. So that's in the Fort Steele area, in a little area called Wild Horse Creek. He made enough to buy a farm, and then he and a partner set up a sort of a Chinese dry goods thing in downtown Cranbrook. That's where my dad was born. He was actually born in the store, the back of the house, I guess. That's where my dad was born. And so, he was 60, I guess, when he had my dad. So, you know, that was his one and only child. And so at age 60, I'm already missing a generation there or two. Since he passed away, he and my grandmother's from the old country, so any Chinese culture heritage he would have got from her. But when World War II came along, grandmother was back in China. Some of these dates and things are a little fuzzy for me, because, you know, you never think to ask, and this is third hand information I got from elders and other people who, you know, so I have not been able to substantiate any of this. But anyway, so my dad grew up in Vancouver. Where in Vancouver, I'm not exactly sure either.